This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's 7 minutes after the hour and another hour. There are hours and hours and hours of conversation available to you. Hold on just a second. I'm going to take the...
Bless you.
Tramiel. No, it's...
No?
I had some Tramiel in my mouth.
Some what?
What?
Tramiel.
What is that?
Tramiel is an all-natural product that helps to relieve back pain, shoulder pain, any kind of muscle pain, muscle-related spasms, T-R-A-U-M-E-E-L. I would recommend it.
Tramiel Tramazole?
Tramiel Tramazole.
And what is it? Like, you eat it, or is it a powder?
You stick it under your tongue.
Okay.
It's a capsule that you stick under your tongue. And it's great for relief from the things that have been bothering me for the last 3 or 4 weeks, to the point where I have two straps of support around my waist.
Uh-oh.
So that I'm sitting up straight and tall, and my voice sounds clear and strong, so that I can work with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the DJV Experience. Yesterday, I was working with my pal, mentor, general manager, Bob Kay, on our new website and some other projects. And when I went in to his facility, he had on the press conference that the president was giving with the president of France. And I have never watched, I haven't really paid much attention. You know, I'm not really into this negative and positive and the trendings up and down and sideways and who said what and why they say it and this guy should go to jail and all that other stuff. Impeach him, nah. Not into that. I'm interested in if they get some things done that would be good for everybody. And I thought that I've said this before, that Trump approaches things from my listening to him and watching him sort of. He's not a good speaker, he can't really, he's full of platitudes and simplistic sayings and phrases and everybody is beautiful or that guy's bad or this is terrible or we're going to be wonderful, which is okay. But there was something about watching the two of them together. Macron, who's the new president of France, and Trump, that I found as they watched each other and looked at the audience and sort of were reacting and working off of one another, I felt either, I'm not sure whether I was relieved, relaxed, it was a reality show, in a manner of speaking, and I was hooked on it for about a half an hour. The substance wasn't as strongly it wasn't the part that I liked the best. What I liked was the body language of the two of them, and Trump kept saying this is a good friend, and there were a few things that happened I think during the election in France that it appeared that Macron was taking a shot at Trump, and he doesn't seem to be. If you look at the people who are around Trump and their political stripes versus the people who are around Macron and his political stripes of the same philosophy. But yet, it was just, I have no other message here other than to tell you that I felt comfortable and I enjoyed it. And it looks to me like Trump either is paying no attention. One of the reporters asked him a question about his son and the meeting with a Russian, and he said he took a meeting with the Russian that lasted a couple of minutes. What's the big deal? Basically, that's what he said. And so, and where's the proof that there was something else that happened that was related to him? So you chuckle about it, Victoria. I don't see.
I don't want to get into it, but he's not supposed to have a meeting at all during an election with a foreign type of foreign government. So it doesn't really matter.
I mean, it was opposition research, which is what happens. I mean, the thing that makes me laugh about all this is, well, it was a boneheaded move of him to do this. You can't tell me. Anybody who says that they wouldn't do this is a liar. I mean, it happened with the DNC. They went to Ukraine to get information on the Trump camp. But it's just, but that kind of stuff doesn't
get
covered. What
kind of information would they find in Ukraine about the Trump
camp? Well, Ukraine didn't want Trump to win because of Paul Manafort, who used to work, you know, he's got a political consulting stuff, and he would work on the campaigns of people who were anti-Ukrainian. And so there was some bad blood there. And it's just this kind of stuff sadly happens. And, you know, whether it should or not is a great debate, but it does.
But it just I didn't want to go down the street. I happened to mention that because I thought it was an interesting anecdote as to the whole conversation back and forth. And you know how I believe all of this stuff is, brings me to a point of anathema, especially when covering the side pages of what goes on among those people who are reporting the news. I'm getting away from the news to those who report the news. It would seem that the most important thing going on the Good Morning America set, if you are to believe several stories that have leaked out of the ABC studios this week, is how the folks who run Good Morning America try to hide the fact that Stephanopoulos is so short next to all the other people who
did
are
did you see the metal that they've installed under the table so you can't see his little legs? Did you notice that? I just had a conversation about that with someone yesterday. I had been like, I guess I had missed that, but well.
Anyway. So, it is as it is. It's a, I'm full of observations. So that's my observation from yesterday. Jennifer, what's your observation from all the things you did yesterday? What did you carry? What sort of observation would people find amusing, interesting, or compelling?
You know, it was pretty much wall-to-wall work yesterday, but I think the story that drew me in just on a news level was a story about that wackadoodle in Pennsylvania that Kara and Victoria and I had talked about yesterday, who got in trouble for burying four men in his backyard. Apparently, he confessed, saying that he was luring them in by selling them marijuana, and then somehow, I don't know, it was just a story that it seems so much like a movie. It kind of drew me in yesterday.
It was very Making a Murderer, right? There was like the... Yeah. It was weird. There's an excavation going on. And you know, the strange thing is, Kara and I were basically saying yesterday, like, how do you lure four healthy 20-year-old guys and then it's one person who murders them? It seems like they would... Unless he shot them. Do we know if that's what he did yet?
I don't know if he shot them, but he did say, I did hear, and this was right, like, at the end of the day, so I'm not sure if they made more comment on this, but that perhaps someone else was involved with three of the murders? I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, because he confessed that he was involved in it, that he was part of it, but the way that he confessed made it sound like he was not the only one involved.
Right.
So weird.
You know what my eye does when I see stuff? I've trained myself over the years to look at headlines and just avoid stories.
This one was tough because I had avoided it earlier in the day, but then when you started hearing the details and that he was confessing, it was hard to move past.
And then apparently he was in an ATV accident 6 months ago that gave him brain damage or something. That's what his friends had said, the guy who committed the crime. So it's just there's so many weird, interesting aspects to it, and it's just
why is this, Carol? Why is this interesting to you? Why do you find it interesting?
I think...
That's not a challenge, it's just a question.
No, I'm just trying to think of an actual answer. I think it's just fascinating how people's brains work, and I think it's just, for most normal people who would never do anything like this and never contemplate doing anything like this, it's kind of this weird, intriguing thing of, like, how on earth did this happen, and why did it happen? And kind of the same as Jen said, it's like you don't normally see stories of just four healthy young men going missing at the same time, because normally, I don't know, they're more likely to be able to fend off their attacker or something like that. So it's weird. And for Victoria, I mean, this is a place that you go to visit, right?
This farm personal. Backs up to my friend's farm. So this is a place I've been going since I was in high school. And that's what caught my attention yesterday when I saw that it's in Solbury, Pennsylvania, in Bucks County. And I mean, that's where we go there often and have several friends who live right there, and they're all in shock. They just can't even believe that something... I mean, this is such a sleepy, sleepy little town of antiques. It's so bizarre that something like this is happening with a mass grave. It's just weird.
So, having gone through that, I will tell you what caught my eye along that same line yesterday when you think about why do people do things or how do these things happen. How in the world does this woman climb up the fence on the edge of the airport?
Oh, that's the one that really got me yesterday, right? That's crazy.
I looked at that. Even while we were on the air yesterday, I thought, well, maybe talk about this and maybe not.
I don't think I heard about this. What happened to her?
All right, so here's the story. A tourist was in St. Martin. This lady is a New Zealander. She was killed. She climbed up on a fence to try to prove that she could withstand the blast of a jet engine as it was taking off right at the end of the runway. The woman hung onto the fence at the edge of the runway. The plane revved up its engines and took off. She couldn't hold onto the fence and was thrown backwards into a concrete barrier on the edge of the beach. They tried to resuscitate her, but she died as soon as she hit the wall.
Well, so, that's a Darwin test.
It's not the first time this has happened at that airport. St. Martin is an absolutely beautiful island, I think. Anybody who's not ever
been there, have you seen videos of the planes coming in? Because we had a work pool party a couple weeks ago, and Phil, who works at Radio America, was showing me a video. This is a place that he goes, and he had video from the beach of the planes coming in, and they look
right
like
on top of the beach.
Yeah, and it's very, very cool. But I was surprised to hear this story because the way he told it made it sound like they weren't allowed to do that anymore. That the planes didn't come in that close anymore. It's insane, but I can't even imagine. I imagine you can't have umbrellas or blankets or anything on the beach because as soon as a plane comes over, it would fly away. So. Yeah.
But the thing is, it's legal for people to do it. And I don't know if you guys saw the picture of this woman being blown back. She's in midair. TMZ had the picture of it. But there are other people. But there are other people. They're tourist snaps, and other people are still hanging onto the fence. So she just happened to be the only one who was blown off this fence. This is unfortunately, this has become a popular tourist thing to do. And friends of ours who just got back from St. Martin 2 weeks ago. When they took off, they saw people on this fence, and they couldn't believe that was legal.
I don't know why they wouldn't just save their butts and make it illegal for people to do that.
I think they're going to now.
Yeah, because people can still do it, and then if anything happens to them, it's not on St. Martin.
Right.
If you've ever been to St. Thomas and taken off or landed, at the end of the runway is a 4,000-foot mountain that goes straight up. And you think to yourself, as you turn around for the takeoff, are we going to make sure? They're probably going to get us up over that. Those islands are small. The airports are small. The runways are small. And so they have to, in this case, blast away as fast as they can. They have to have maximum thrust upon initiating the takeoff. And that's one of the things that has affected this sort of thing, because the blast is as powerful as it can be right there, right then, as they start. Oftentimes you go down and runway, most other airports, LAX is a good example, they graduate into full throttle. But at an airport like that, nope, they got to have it right at the initiation of the takeoff. So kind of a weird reality.
Crazy.
20 after the hour on the DJV show.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st.
Whoa, it's always a good time. Whoa,
take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. And save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0%.
Are you one of the 15 million men in the U.S. who suffer from an enlarged prostate, also known as BPH? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times at night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-sitosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than saw palmetto. Its effect on BPH has been extensively studied. Find out more and get Prostate Miracle now. Go to prostatemiracle.com or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the doll.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If I'm not the worst thing, you can't stand to lose. If I'm not bad, I'm to the heart of you. If you don't get drunk, hold my keys.
Coming up to 24 at the hour here on the DJD Experience. Every hour during this portion of the hour, there's a focus on music. People making headlines. And Reba McEntire is in that group today, as she is going to be the big name in an Alzheimer's benefit concert. She made a rare club appearance in Nashville, performing a benefit concert at City Winery to support research in Alzheimer's. It was called An Evening Together for Care, and all the money that was collected will go to the Alzheimer's Foundation of America in memory of Jewel Austin, who is the grandmother of a music executive who suffered from the disease. Who else performed, you're wondering? Leanne Womack was there. Brandi Clark was there. And Suzanne Alexander. I don't know her. Who is she?
That is either, huh?
Yeah, a writer, apparently, a country journalist. Alzheimer's awareness has certainly become a particularly high-profile cause in the country music community because of Glenn Campbell. He's still alive, but, just kind of barely. He's in the final stages of the disease, lives in a memory care facility. And I've asked this question before, never really gotten an answer to it. Maybe I need to ask the question differently of both of our medical experts and other people that we've had as guests on the program talking about end-of-life care, Alzheimer's, dementia, that sort of thing. It affects your memory. But how is it that I watched my cousin Dougie, I didn't watch him literally die, but I went to see him a couple of times as he passed from, basic sound thinking and a sound mind to senility, and then he died. But what is there about what goes on in your brain with Alzheimer's that destroys the part of the brain? It doesn't just destroy your memory, apparently, it destroys everything, so that your body can't perform, it can't breathe, the heart doesn't work anymore, it just doesn't work. And I don't know what, it's almost like it was a poison. At first some people thought it was, a decaying of certain parts of the brain, and now it looks like it just eats up everything that's in there. So, but that's not medical, I'd ask that question. I don't know, anybody know any more about it than that?
I do not.
You know you don't want to get it. That's what you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
26 past the hour. Okay. So now we move from Reba and the gang from the country music world to the pop world of Britney Spears and her... Well, I'm not sure this is an announcement on her part. There were rumors that she'd had secret discussions about headlining the next Super Bowl in Minneapolis. Pepsi sponsors the performance, but they said, no, there's nothing to that. Appearing on a panel at a conference in Beverly Hills this past week, the fellow who's the head of sports marketing for Pepsi didn't reveal who's performing, but made sure to add, it's not going to be Britney.
Suggesting
nothing.
Bad.
Well, what's her? What? I don't remember. What did she do that was that made it?
Went to a gas station without shoes on and sort of cracked out a little bit. But you know what? She got it back together and she's been doing really well.
Oh, but that was like what? 15 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Who's the same now? Raise your hands, please, if you're the same person today that you were 15 years ago, or even 5 years ago. Or maybe even a year ago? Who's the same person? I say to you, if you tell us you're the same person, you're full of old shoes.
I say, give Britney a chance. Me too.
Yeah.
I mean, she puts on the kind of show that the Super Bowl needs.
It's perfect.
And you know she can sing at least Happy Birthday now.
Right.
Right.
Right. Yeah. I think she's a lot of people like that. It's kind of the same sort of thing as all the people taking... shots, but maybe I'm going to regret saying this. So maybe I won't quite compare her to Donald Trump. But anyway, she doesn't get much respect. And sometimes she deserves it, sometimes she doesn't. But however, that's an observation I have just shared with you at 28 after on the DJV Experience.
A single strand. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. You can't pull a single strand from a Persian rug and have any chance at inferring what the rug's pattern might be. A single strand is not enough to understand the entirety of the complete picture. And no one can pull a single moment from your life and accurately portray the entirety of your existence. You know that you are much more than any one instance of your life. You know the complexity of your inner world. You alone know the ultimate depths of you. And likewise, no matter how much you or I might want to believe that we have the ability to read the entirety of others from a single strand or moment of their lives, we simply cannot. So be mindful of your judgments, because they are likely not nearly as complete as you think. For more on compassion and self-awareness, visit drchristianconti.com.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Another very cool conversational moment in your life and our lives. How do you do? Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. You can find us all on Twitter at DJV Show or individually at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, or at C Schillen if you like. Two N's on that one. Two N's in Jennifer. Look at all these N's.
We've got lots of N's.
Mm-hmm.
You've got a Doug Steffen.
Yeah,
a Victoria Keelan.
No. So, would you like to know how much money we spent in America, the government, last month? Who would like to know that question?
Do I want to know? It's going to make me cry if I know.
All those in favor of me channeling this information in your direction, raise your hands, please. Ah, look at all those hands. Federal spending was $428,894,367,014. According to the Treasury Department.
It was the $14 that pushed us over the edge.
Yes, right. Actually, this is the first time that this the number, the monthly number, has gone over $400 billion. So, in the history of the Treasury Department, let's see, last year during the month of June, it was $392,816,017,000, whatever it is. But look at that. I want to know how come we spent, what is that, $38 billion more? I thought this new outfit was going to be cutting the budget.
Well, here's what annoys me about Republicans or about this particular
By the way,
version.
The deficit is 90 of that $428 billion that was spent, $90 billion of it was borrowed.
For the last 7 years, and believe me, I'm one of them. You know, I typically vote Republican. But yep. For the last 7 years, you've heard Republicans are going to fix Obamacare. Mm-hmm. You've heard Republicans would cut spending. You've heard Republicans will do all of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And Republicans, I think, want to, but they don't know how to get in line with each other to actually do it. And it's just, it's more
fractured.
Talking. It makes you wonder, and this is really not even so political, but in the next coming elections, are we just going to start voting out incumbents? I mean, just Democrat, Republican, just whoever has been there before, do we ditch them because obviously they're not able to really do too much? I mean, maybe that'll be the new trend.
Maybe that is the trend. How do you? It doesn't make any difference, I don't think, what side of the fence you're on, where your stripes are. This is unacceptable. It keeps going on and on and on. So why aren't they putting the brakes on all this spending? Would be the question. All these budget cuts that were suggested, all those 36 different areas that in the initial budget were going to be hacked up or cut down, cut back, or not. That doesn't seem to be what's going on here.
It just seems like people are so fed up with politics as usual. No matter what side of the aisle you're on, you're just kind of like, ugh, just get in there and do something. Do something you promise, and it's just not happening.
All right, so do you know who Ri Jong-ho is?
Nope.
R-I-J. Listen to Victoria. Nope. Ri
Jong-ho.
Jong-ho. Was the Treasury Secretary, or the equivalent of that, for North Korea for a number of years. And he apparently has escaped what he calls the Hermit Kingdom and has explained how the North Koreans have easily evaded the international money sanctions for years. They've been rerouting millions and millions, tens of millions of dollars with the help of the Chinese government. Now, this ought to settle well with the powers that be. He was in charge of the Workers' Party financial operation. He would send, apparently, lots of money every year to the North Koreans who were shipping things into and out of China. And somehow or other, they figured out how to launder money, either by putting it on these ships or on trains that go from North Korea into China. But the sanctions, the Chinese government would look the other way when these trains were being inspected. So even though they signed on to the sanctions, they found a way around them. That seems kind of weak, though, when you think about it, doesn't it? Does anybody know how these sanctions? Never mind. Let's go back to Cuba for a while, where there are a lot of sanctions. How we just say you can't do this. There's no ships that are sailing around Cuba that would stop things from happening. So the only way that I know of to stop it was to monitor American businesses who might be doing business with Cuba, and you go after them if they do business. Is that how else do you stop? I've often wondered about sanctions and how they work. Does anybody know how sanctions against various countries? We have sanctions against Russia now.
Can you believe Russia, Syria, and Iran are actually more sanctioned than even North Korea is at this point?
So, but what does that mean? How does it work?
It means, well, I think there's a lot of programs. I mean, my understanding, if someone like you just asked, I mean, my understanding is that typically, and I don't even know why this is a thing, but the United States doles out lots of money to people around countries around the globe. And so sanctions mean that we're not handing out as much foreign aid, number one. Number two, sanctions can mean on trade agreements that you can actually put stipulations or you can stop different elements of trade agreements, which would cost countries money as well, to kind of put a thumb on their economy. I know that's what they're asking China to do with North Korea now, is to stop with the trade with North Korea, to shut that down, because it increased 40% this quarter, and that's allowing Kim Jong-un to still bring money into his country and still be a crazy person.
Yeah. So I just wondered, how we hear this all the time, and I wonder whether some good journalist, good reporter actually digging around. This is what journalism ought to be about, or good reporting, investigative journalism. Where do you, how are you trailing the money? And I'm interested to note that the information about this North Korean deal came, this guy has moved, he defected, and he's moved to Virginia, and that was 2 years ago, and somebody just got about the business of asking him, hey, how'd this all work? Sanctions work? Somebody interviewed him, and he said, no, they didn't work. We were doing what we wanted to do. We're just running all the money through China. So.
In some cases, though, it does work, because our friends are from Iran, and in that case, sanctions in Iran crippled the economy. So if you don't have somebody who's going to do some backdoor deals with you,
I'm not suggesting that they don't work, Victor. I just wonder how they work.
Oh, no, I didn't think you were suggesting that. I'm just saying that's it's interesting that China has provided the backdoor escape there for
right,
that.
For
but
the North
in other countries that haven't had that, you know, it can be devastating to the economy. I mean, if you look at Cuba, I don't understand why there's a reversal now, but whatever.
I didn't understand all of the years for the last 40 years.
The part of the stipulation with Cuba that Obama set up is that the human rights violations would stop, and they haven't. They've continued, and so that was part of the reason for the reversal.
Okay, that's acceptable to a point. But there's no reason why we shouldn't be doing it. Do we say that to the Chinese, human rights violations? Do we not
I doubt it.
I don't think so. All right, so you wanted some good news?
Yes.
Dow Jones Industrial Average recorded its 23rd all-time high yesterday, closing at 21,532. There have been a total of 120 days where the markets have closed since the inauguration of this current president. The Dow on the 20th of January closed higher and has continued to go up for the most part, up 9% over last year at the same time. And is that because of Trump? Did Trump do something? No.
I think certain factions of Wall Street have a lot of faith in him.
Yes. Right.
So I think that's been a big indication from the beginning that, you know, as soon as he won, certain stocks went up. Private prison stock went through the roof. I mean, it's true. I mean, there were certain things that, you know.
I mean, not the biggest stock, but yeah.
No, but I mean, certain factions of the stock market have a lot of faith and support behind him.
Yeah. All right. In a moment, I want to go through the Emmy nominations with you ladies, because they seem to be, there's some things that are obviously missing here. That I find moderately troubling, maybe because of my own television watching patterns and habits. But we'll go through the list for those who don't know what Emmy nominations for drama and comedy and all of who's getting what or what positions are being vied for. That's coming up in a moment or two, 43 after the hour. Right now, though, blood flow is important. Healthy circulation is important. As a matter of fact, all these things that have to do with keeping your body in strong, solid repair, critical as you get older. You heard me talking earlier about Alzheimer's and how do people die from Alzheimer's. What does it do? Well, basically, among other things, you get Alzheimer's or dementia or strokes or any of those things because you're not getting enough blood into your brain. And that's where SuperBeets comes in. SuperBeets is the easiest way to get the dietary nitrates into your system that open up your blood flow. The veins and arteries, the veins bring the blood back to the heart to rejuvenate it. The arteries take the blood from your heart and get it to your muscles, to your brain, to all of the various extremities in your body. And without nitric oxide in your system, it begins to close down, and it doesn't open up again. This is the secret to getting the healthy circulation back again that you had when you were younger. SuperBeets works three times faster to give you the results that you feel. Jennifer, you heard us yakking a little. Jennifer takes them in the afternoon. She begins to slow down. Victoria takes them at the beginning of the day because she's not a morning person, and she starts by slowing down. So give it to me. Kara is a general functionary. She gets at it when she's working.
General functionary.
Yeah, she is.
Impressive.
Interesting.
Yes, she's general functionary. Anyway, the idea here is that you know we are all different and we find the same benefits from using Superbeats, and you can find the benefits as well. I would like you to feel the healthy blood flow. I'd like you to feel your body being efficient and energetic and having more stamina for all the right reasons and all the right circumstances. Drinking Superbeats helps feed your body's cardiovascular and circulatory system. It's all natural. All it is beets. Pretty simple. You could do it yourself. Kind of a pain in the neck because you'd have to find a hair dryer that's big enough to dry all the beets that you cook. That's really what happens. They have a giant, like a hair dryer. It's a dryer, a blow dryer. They cook the beets, and then they dry them, and then they powder them. And that's what you get in the, there's nothing else. There's no additive. There's nothing. It's just, it's powdered beets. That's what it is. And you have a scoopful in a glass of water or chocolate milk or whatever it is that you want to put it into and drink it down. Guzzle it down. Yum. And then you get the energy and the health that you need. Take my advice. Take our advice. Take the advice of professional athletes who trust Superbeats to help them be their best. Get on board. 800-655-4183. Pretty exciting when you first feel how this works. DougLikesBeats.com. Speaking of exciting, wow. Imagine having a website name for you that's all about beats. DougLikesBeats.com. Go there, order, look around. You'll get free shipping, get a free extra month supply with your first order. Yep, it's good stuff. Yum, yum, yum. Good, good, good. Working, working, working. DougLikesBeats.com for Superbeats. Or you can call 800-655-4183.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. It's summer's hottest deal on vehicles like Ford Fusion, Escape, Mustang, and Explorer. Offer ends July 31st. On summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, and save big across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. Get 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months of $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT350R. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
All right, so here we go. Looking at some of these, anybody surprised at the list of Emmy nominations, Outstanding Drama Series, Better Call Saul? Who's ever seen that?
I've never seen it.
Not.
The Crown.
A lot of
who's
people like
seen
it.
That?
My
no,
mom.
The Crown is
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
House of Cards. That
love
just,
it.
That makes
I
sense.
I feel like we're living it, but I still love it.
Yeah. Stranger Things on Netflix.
That's great.
That.
Yeah.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
That's a sci-fi alien type thing. It's really cool.
This Is Us on NBC. What's that?
That's Jen's
that
favorite
show.
What
yes.
is it? What's it about?
It's you would love it too. It's did you ever watch Parenthood?
No.
I watched
okay.
Parenthood.
It's
so.
Kind of like a Parenthood. It follows the story of a family with three kids, and it kind of jumps back in time. It follows the parents' relationship. It follows their relationship. It's just a great show. You don't make it through an episode without crying because it's just very mm-hmm. sweet.
All right, so of all those stations, of all those programs, there's only one network show, and that's This Is Us.
Yeah, I'm really happy for them because it is a good show.
Outstanding Comedy Series, Atlanta on FX, Blackish on ABC, Master of None, Modern Family is the only one I've seen kind of not in just in passing. It's an ABC show. Silicon. What happened to Schitt's List, though? Why isn't that on here?
Schitt's Creek?
I don't know if that is that big enough to get nominated?
Probably not big enough yet.
Yeah.
Maybe next year.
Yeah. All right. I just find it interesting to look at these shows here and see what's up. 10 before the hour.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Let's get to the top five stories as the charts for this week, the week of July 10th to the 14th, regarding big technology stories are in front of us. The opportunity Victoria Keelan has to go through and review for you some of the things that you may not have heard about or read about so far this week. Starting at number five, going to number one. Number five is a focus on Instagram. What do we have, Victoria?
Well, the beginning of the week was kind of tough for some Instagram users. They logged on either through the app or through the website, and their account was gone. And, of course, it caused a lot of panic amongst users. And it turns out it was a bug. Instagram has not said it was a hack, but it feels like it could have been a hack. There's some fishy stuff going on with it. But Instagram says that after trying to figure out why people's accounts had just disappeared, they did fix the bug. And I think it was about a day later. It was still a little wonky. Some of the timeline was off. Things that were from weeks ago were popping up in people's news feeds. So there was a lot of mass confusion. The worst part of it was people were very afraid that all of their pictures had been deleted as well. So it turns out the accounts weren't deleted, they were just hidden during this bug, and they did fix everything. It did have some residual effects for the week, but I think Instagram had a little bit of a scare, so I think we can expect to see some new updates in security with Instagram.
All right. Next up, all the stories every week seem to focus on the same group of suspects. or there's a couple of dozen, and they always seem to be floating around in positions of importance. Thus, the next story with a focus on Snapchat.
Well, we actually haven't talked about Snapchat in a really long time, but Snapchat has, once they had their big IPO, which turned out to be a huge disappointment, and the stock dropped even further last week when one of the heads of the bank who backed them said, yeah, we may have made a mistake, which is not something that you want to hear or stockholders want to hear. So Snapchat's had a rough time. However, one of the newest updates they have to keep their users tuned in as opposed to going over to places like Instagram and Facebook Live, they have a new backdrop, which is, of course, as Snapchat users know, the good backdrop is the key to a great photo. And so now, instead of trying to find an interesting backdrop outside or on the street or in nature, you can actually just superimpose one of the pre-selected backdrops that Snapchat is now providing. And it's a free update. You don't even need to do anything. It's already included. And so you can choose everything from a geometric pattern or strawberries, a fire emoji, all kinds of different things. And once you've chosen the winning backdrop, all you need to do is, with your finger, you just outline the person, or if it's yourself, it's a selfie, pop it right in, and then it looks like you were in front of this amazing backdrop the whole time. They're also launching something else this week that is really interesting. It might be dangerous for your wallet. Now you can actually shop other people's snaps. And so there's a direct link to a website where you can buy anything that is featured in the snap, whether it's someone's clothing or accessories, or if it's a food product, whatever it is, it's going to make it super easy for people to start directly buying. And this is one up on Instagram, which Instagram does not have a direct link to buy anything. You have to go back to the person's profile, which is very clunky. So I'm sure Instagram, who gets all their ideas from Snapchat, this will probably be the next thing that they'll do. Yeah, they're big rivals now.
Right. Rip them off. All right, yep. Number three, as we head toward number one, Netflix not only have a lot of nominations for the awards, the Emmy Awards, but what else is going on?
Well, they just launched a pop-up hotel in the UK, and American binge watchers are waiting for it to happen in the US, which I'm sure it will. And it is a binge watcher's heaven. When you check into the Bed and Binge Retreat, you get free food, you get a guest ticket for a person to accompany you, and then you book yourself into one of 15 themed suites. All are named after Netflix shows: Stranger Things, House of Cards, Orange is the New Black. In each one, it looks just like the set of the show. If you're in the Orange is the New Black suite, you have bunk beds and even play handcuffs. So they've gone very authentic with this. So they say that they just want people to come in, and they have hands-free docking stations in the bathrooms. They're not plugged in, which is important, because that was another story earlier this week. So you can watch all your shows while you're in the bathroom or in the bathtub, and they just want people to keep binging.
All right, number two, we got squeeze in number two and number one, texting and walking the focus here.
Texting and walking, a new study shows you can't do both efficiently. Essentially, that's the moral of the story. Stop texting and walking because you're not walking properly. You're going to endanger yourself and others. And as far as being productive, you're a lot less productive, 67% less.
This is not from the Duh department.
Yep.
Uber is number one.
This has been a big story going on for a while. Uber has now launched tipping in the app in 121 cities across North America. So if you notice something now on your next Uber ride, you can tip your driver.
Notice that they want you to tip. They're asking you to tip. Please tip.
Please.
59 past the hour. Thank you.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.